we present The Shockroom, a melodrama in three acts by the Irish dramatist and comedian Mr. Dion Boucicault. The action of the play takes place in the County Sligo. The time, 1866.
Sir, she said. How my arms ache.
Sure, miss, this is too hard work entirely for the likes of you.
Go on now, Mrs. O'Kelly, mind your own business. Do you think I'm not equal to making the butter come?
It's yourself can make the butter come. You have only to look at the milk and the butter will rise.
Hello!
But oh, miss, who's this coming up the hill?
Is one of the officers from Ballyragget.
Run in quick before he sees you, and I'll take the chum.
Not I. I'll stop where I am.
And is this the way you will receive the quality?
Be off with you. And what is your fortune, my pretty maid? My face is my fortune, sir, she said.
My good girl.
Sir, to you.
Ah. Is this place called Swillabeg?
No. It is called Shulabeg.
I beg pardon. Your Irish names are so unpronounceable. You see, I'm an Englishman.
Oh, I remarked your misfortune. Sure, poor creature, you couldn't help it.
I do not regard it as a misfortune.
Oh, got accustomed to it, I suppose. Were you born so?
Is your mistress at home?
My mistress? Oh, it is Miss O'Neill, you mean.
Yeah, will you take her my card?
I'm afeard the butter will spoil if I leave it now.
And what is your name?
Claire. What's yours?
Molyneux. Captain Molyneux. Now, Claire, I'll give you a crown if you will take my name to your mistress.
But will you take my place at the churn while I go?
Oh. Well, how do you work the infernal thing?
Take hold beside me and I'll show you.
Yes.
There. That's it. Beautiful. Oh, you were intended for a dairymaid.
Oh. I know, a dairy maid that was intended for me.
That speech only wanted a taste of the brogue to be worthy of an Irishman.
Now I'm perfect.
What are you doing?
I'm tasting the brogue.
Never fear, I'll be even with your honour, yes. What's your name again? Molly Grubbs.
Molyneux.
Oh, I ask your pardon. You see, I'm Irish and your English names are so unpronounceable.
If the mistress be as sweet as the maid, I shall not regret being stationed in this wilderness. There's a strange refinement about that girl. When I say strange, I am no judge, for I've never done the agricultural shows. I've never graduated in dairy maids. But this one must be the cream of the dairy. Oh, confound this damn milk pump. I feel like a Chinese toy.
Captain Molyneux.
A thousand pardons. I was just, amusing myself. I'm very fond of machinery, and so... Miss O'Neill, I presume.
At your service, sir. You've already met my cousin, Miss Claire Follett.
Your cousin? Oh, really? I took her for... Oh, Lord, what have I done?
I presume you come to tell me how I can be of some service to you.
Well, I have just arrived with a detachment of our regiment at Ballyragget. The government has received information that a schooner is hovering about the coast, intending to land an escaped Fenian prisoner in this neighbourhood. Damn bore, not to say ridiculous, but we find ourselves quartered here without any resources.
But I regret I cannot extend to you the hospitalities of Shulabeg. An unmarried girl is unable to play the hostess.
Even two unmarried girls couldn't play the hostess.
But I'm told you own the finest shooting in the west of Ireland.
The captain would beg leave to sport over your domain. Shall I spare you the humiliation of confessing that you're not mistress in your own house, much less lady of the manor? Do you see that ruin, Captain?
Yes.
That was the home of my forefathers when they kept open house for the friend, the poor, and the stranger. The mortgagee has put up a gate now, so visitors may pay sixpence a head to admire the place. And their guide points across to this cabin where the remains of the old family, two lonely girls, live. Oh, God knows how. And you ask leave to kill game on Shula Moor. But do you see that salmon? It was snared last night in a pool of bricken by Con the Shockeron. He killed these grouse at daylight on the side of Mom Turk, and that's our daily food, and we owe it to a poacher.
But surely you cannot be without some relatives.
Oh, I have a brother, the heir to this estate.
Ah, is he abroad?
Yes, he's a convict working out his sentence in Australia.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I did not know. Have you no relatives, Miss O'Neill?
Yes, I am the affianced wife of her brother.
Really, ladies, I have to offer 1,000 apologies.
I do not accept one. It carries insult to the man I love.
Well, at least allow me to regret having aroused such distressing memories.
Do you think they ever sleep?
Oh, no, of course not. I meant...
I am very sorry we do not have the power to grant you a privilege, which, you see, we do not enjoy.
Hello! Is there nobody at home?
Here comes the gentleman who can oblige you.
Hello! One of you! Don't you hear me? Come and hold me, horse!
Who is this stentorian gentleman?
Mr. Corrie Kinchelaf.
Where the devil is everybody? Oh, there you are. I had to stable my own horse. Oh, my service to you, Captain. Miss O'Neill, I'm just back from Dublin, and I thought I'd stop on me road and tell you the court has decreed the sale of this estate under foreclosure.
What?
In 2 months, you'll have to turn out.
In 2 months, then, even this poor shelter will be taken from us.
I'm afeard the rightful owner will want to see the worth of his money. But never fear. 2 handsome girls like yourselves will not be long wanting a shelter or a welcome. Hey, Captain. my name, sir, is Kinchelaf, by the way. Corrie Kinchelaf of Ballyragget House, where I'd be proud to see me tablecloth onto your chin any time. I don't know why one of these girls didn't introduce me.
They pay me the compliment of presuming that I had no desire to form your acquaintance.
What? Do you know, sir, you are talking to a person of position and character?
I don't care a fig for your position, and I don't like your character.
Do you mean to insult me, sir?
I'm incapable of it. In the presence of ladies. But I believe I should be entitled to do so, for you insulted them in mine. Miss Folliot, I ask your pardon for the liberty I took with you when I presented myself.
The liberty you took with him when he presented himself clears the account.
We'll meet again, sir.
I hope not. Good evening, Miss Folliot. Miss O'Neill.
Oh, I would delay you, Captain. But you have a long way across the mountain. Darkness is falling and the road is treacherous.
Thank you. I shall take care.
The devil guide him to pass the night in a bog hole up to his neck. Listen hither, you two. I'm sure I don't want to be too hard upon you. Sure, the sale of this place will never cover my mortgage on it. See now, Miss Clare, there's your brother, Robert, going to rot over there in Australia. And here in a few weeks you both will be without a roof over your heads. Now, isn't it a cruel thing entirely to let this go on when, if that girl would only say the word, I'd make her Mrs. Kinchelaf.
I'd rather starve with Robert in jail than own the county of Sligo if I had to carry you as a mortgage on it.
You think that boy cares what becomes of you or who owns you? Not a ha'porth. How many letters have you had from him in the past year?
Not one.
I know that. For I've got them all safe and under lock and key. You see that now? Not one thought, not a sign from him, and here I am, every day of the week, like a dog at your door. There's some secret scheming behind my back to ruin me entirely in your heart. I'd like to find out who it is.
I am that man, Mr. Kinchelaf.
Father Dolan, may I ask, sir, on what grounds you dare to impeach me in the good opinion of these girls?
Certainly, Miss O'Neill. Claire, my dear, will you leave me a while alone with Mr. Kinchelaf? He wants to know the truth about himself.
And you can't insult him in the presence of ladies.
Come, Arthur.
Now, Kinchelaf, the father of young Folliot bequeathed to you and to me the care of his infant son. Heaven forgive me if I grew so fond of my charge. I kept no watch over you, my partner in the trust. Year after year, you dipped the estate with your sham improvements and false accounts.
I wish I had a witness by. I'll make you pay for this.
You hope to buy the lad's inheritance for an old song when it is sold. That is how you fulfill the trust confided in you by his poor father.
Wouldn't every acre of it have reverted to the crown as the estate of a convicted felon? Only I saved it by getting young Folliot to make it over before the sentence was pronounced.
Yes, to make it over to you in trust for those girls.
To be sure. Wasn't you by and helped persuade them? You were a witness to the deed.
I was. I helped you defraud the poor boy, and since then I have been witness how you have robbed these helpless women.
Do I ask better than to give back all I have to the family? Now, sir, why wouldn't you put in a good word for me to Miss O'Neill?
I'd rather raid the service over her grave and hear the sods falling on her coffin than speak the holy words to make her your wife. I know it was by your means Robert was denounced and convicted.
It's false! Very well, sir. Then out of this house those girls shall turn homeless and beggars.
Not homeless while I have a roof over me. Not beggars. I thank God who gave me the crust to share with them.
Wait, sir.
Who's there? Harvey Duff.
I saw your coppaline be up under the hedge, and I knew yourself was in it. I've great news entirely for you. News enough to burst a budget.
You're always fighting a mare's nest.
I've found one now with the devil's egg in it. There was a fire last night on Rockgarran Head. Now, you know what that means.
A signal to some smuggler that the coast is clear to run in and land his cargo.
Ah, divil a keg was landed from that ship, barring only one man that was put ashore. Not a boy on the strand to meet the boat, not a car, not a skip to hurry off the things, only one thing, and that was Con the Chakra.
Well, what's all this to me?
Wait, I'm hatching the egg for you. Who's that, says I to myself, that Con would carry in his two arms as tender as a mother would hold a child? Who's that he's holding as if 'twas my adoring herself he got before him instead of a ragged sailor boy?
Well, did you see who it was?
I saw the man as plain as I see you now.
Oh, who?
Robert Folliot. Was himself, I tell you.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Do you think I can mistake the face that turned upon me in the court when they sentenced him on my evidence? Or the voice that said, if there's justice in heaven, you and I will meet again on this side of the grave? I wish I was as sure of heaven.
He has escaped from the penal settlement. Aye, that's it. And where would he go to straight but here to the girl he loves?
There'll be a price offered for him, sir. And your honour will put it in my way now to earn an honest penny, huh? Wouldn't they hang him this time? The girl would be peaceable if he was only out of the way for good.
Listen, do you know what took me to Dublin? I heard that the Queen had resolved to release the Fenian prisoners on the sentence.
Mother alive, I'm a corpse.
I saw the secretary. He mistook me fear for hope. It is true, says he. I'm expecting every day to get the dispatch. I wish you joy.
Hey, Jeppers, I'd have liked to see your face when you got that Paltog in the gob.
Robert Folliot returned. A free man. He will throw his estates into chancery.
Where will he throw me?
He's a fugitive convict still. We can deal with them. Keep a watch on the Shahron. Find out where the pair of them lie in hiding. And bring me the news to Ballyragget House. I'll think what's best to be done. Be off. Quick.
It must be past the hour when Con promised to return. How often he and I have climbed these rocks together in search of seabird eggs. And waded for cockles on the strand below.
Hello!
That's not his voice.
Hello!
It's the man in the uniform of an officer. He has seen me.
Take care, sir! Don't take that path. Turn to the right round the boulder. That's the road.
He could get another step and he would have gone over the cliff.
Oh, what infernal country! First I was nearly smothered in a bog. And now, thanks to you, my good fellow, I've escaped breaking my neck. Do you know how far it is to Ballyragget?
2 miles.
Irish miles, of course.
I shall be happy to show you the road, but regret I cannot be your guide. The safest way for a stranger is by the cliff there, to Shula Beg.
But I just come from there.
From Shula Beg?
Yes. I've just passed the sweetest hour of my life there.
You saw the lady of the house, I presume.
Oh, you're acquainted with Miss Folliot.
Oh, I thought you referred to Artie. I mean, Miss O'Neill.
Oh, she is charming, of course. But Miss Folliot is an angel. She has so occupied my thoughts that I've lost my way.
But surely you admired Miss O'Neill?
Oh, she is well enough. A bright little thing. But besides Claire Folliot...
I prefer the beauty of Miss O'Neill.
Well, I don't admire your taste.
Well, let us drink to each of them.
With pleasure, if you can supply the opportunity. Ah, I see you're provided. Thank you. Allow me to present myself. Captain Molyneux of the 41st. Here's to Miss Folliot.
Here's to Miss O'Neill.
I beg your pardon. I did not catch your name.
I did not mention it.
Ah. Oh, this liquor is American whiskey, I perceive.
And do you find anything wrong about it?
Nothing whatsoever. But it reminds me of a duty I have to perform. We have orders to capture a dangerous person who will be, or has been, landed on this coast lately. And as these rocks are just the kind of place where he might find refuge...
Not at all unlikely. I'll keep a lookout for him.
I propose to return here tonight with a file of men. Well, I must be on my way. What's that?
A friend of mine is waiting for me on the cliff above.
Oh, I beg pardon. Good night.
Wait. You might not fare well if you ascend the path alone.
Why not?
Because my friend's at the top of it. And if he saw you coming up alone...
Well, if he met me, what then?
The poor fellow is mad on one point. He can't bear the sight of the colour red. His mother was frightened by a mad bull, and the minute Con sees a bit of scarlet, such, for example, as your coat there, the bull breaks out in him, and he might toss you over the cliff. So, by your leave, I'll accompany you.
There. Now I've spancelled the cow and fed the pigs, and the uncle will be ready for his tea. Not a sign of Con for the past 3 nights. What's come to him?
Is that yourself, Moya? I've come to see if that vagabond son of mine has been round this way.
Why would he be here? Hasn't he a home of his own?
The She-Bean is his home when he's not in jail. His father died of drink, and Con will go the same way.
I thought Mr. O'Kelly was drowned at sea.
And bless him, so he was.
Well, that's a queer way of dying of drink.
The best of men he was, when he was sober. A better never draw the breath of life.
But you say he was never sober.
Never. And Con takes after him.
And I'm afeard I'll take after Con.
Heaven forbid. And protect you again him. You're a good, decent girl and deserve the best of husbands.
Aye, them's the only ones that gets the worst. More betoken yourself, Mrs. O'Kelly.
Con never did an honest day's work in his life. But drinking and fishing and shooting and sporting and love-making.
Sure, that's how the quality pass their lives.
That's it. A poor man that sports the soul of a gentleman is called a blackguard.
Well, somebody talking about me.
Con.
My darling.
Was the mother making little of it? Don't believe a word that comes out of her. She's jealous. Devil a harp with less.
Oh,
she's joking with it this very minute just because she sees my arms about you. She's as proud of me as an old hen that's got a duck for a chicken. Hold your wish now, mother. Wipe your mouth and give us a kiss.
What have you been after? The police were in my cabin today about you. They say you stole Squire Foley's horse for the day to go hunting.
Stole his horse? Well, here's a pretty thing for a horse to run away with a man's character like this. Should the beast is safe and sound in his paddock this minute.
You'll get a month in jail for this.
Well, if it's worth it.
And what brings you here? Don't you know Father Dolan has forbidden you the house?
The Lord bless him. I know it well. But I've brought something with me tonight that will get me absolution. I've left it with the ladies at Shula Beg, but they will bring it up here to share with his reverence.
What is it at all?
Go down now, mother, and see. And when you see it, keep your tongue between your teeth, if one of your sex can.
Well, but you're a queer mortal, Con O'Kelly.
Con. I'm afeard my uncle won't see you.
Moya!
Oh, there, he's calling me.
Go in and tell him I'm stravagin' outside, Lisa. Now put on your sweetest lip, darling.
Ah, never fear. Sure, he does always be telling me my heart is too near me mouth.
Ah, I hope nobody will ever measure the distance but me, my jewel.
What keeps her so long outside?
Moya!
Yes, Uncle, here's your tea.
I was waiting for the kettle to boil.
I thought I heard voices outside.
It was only the pig.
And I heard somebody singing.
It was the kettle, Uncle.
Go tell that pig not to come here till he's cured. And if I hear any strange kettles round here, my kettle will boil over. See now, Moya, that ragamuffin con will be your ruin. What makes you so fond of the rogue?
All the baitings I got for him when I was a child and the hard words you've given me since.
Has he one good quality under heaven? If he has, I forgive him.
He loves me.
Love. That word covers more sin than charity. Moya, I think I hear it raining, and I would not keep a dog out in such a night. You may let him stand in out of the wet. But don't let him open his mouth.
Come in now.
Is he there?
Yes. Hold your wrist.
Right. Give me another cup of tea, Moya, and I hope it'll be stronger than the last.
What'll I do? He wants his tea stronger, and I've no more tea in the house.
To be sure, a drop of this'll make it stronger.
Come on. Here's your tea, Uncle.
Well, haven't you a word to say for yourself, Con?
Devil a one, Your Reverence.
You are going to ruin.
I am. Bad luck to me.
And you want to take a decent girl along with you.
I'm a vagabond entirely.
What sort of life do you lead? What is your occupation? Stealing salmon out of the river of a night.
Sorry, not so bad as that. Sure, the salmon is out of season. But I'll confess to a couple of trout.
And don't you go poaching the grouse on the hillside.
They do. Devil a lie in it.
Do you know what all this leads to?
Well, along with the grouse, I'll go to pot.
Bless me, Moya. This tea is very strong. And Moya, it has a curious taste. It smells of whiskey.
It's not the tea you smell for. It's me.
That reminds me. Didn't you give me a promise last Easter, a blessed promise made on your two knees, that you would lave off drinking?
I did. Pardon, one thimbleful a day, just to take the cruelty out of the weather.
One thimbleful? I allowed that concession, no more.
God bless you, you did. And I kept me word.
Kept your word? How dare you say that? Didn't I find you 10 days after, stretched out drunk as a fiddler at Tim O'Malley's wake?
You did. Bad luck to me.
And you took only one thimbleful?
Divil a drop more. Will you listen to me, sir? I'll tell you how it was. When they asked me to the wake, I went. I wouldn't deceive you. I went. There was the Mulcahy's and the Malone.
I don't want to hear about that. Come to the drink.
I come to that soon enough. Well, sir, when after blessing the Keeners and the rest of them, I couldn't despise a drink out of respect for the corpse. Long life, it would. But by, says I, I'm on a punion, says I. Is there a thimble in the house? For a divil a drop more than the full. And it'll pass my lips this blessed day. Well, as the divil's luck would have it, there was only one thimble in the place. And that was a tailor's thimble. And they couldn't get it full. He got it, but they got me full first.
Con, I'm afeard liquor is not the worst of your doings. We lost sight of you lately for more than 6 months. In what jail did you pass your time?
I was in me travels.
Where?
Around the world. You see, sir, after Master was took and they sent him away, the heart seemed to go out of me entirely. I'd stand by the sea, look over it, and see the ship sailing away to where he might be, till the longing grew too big for me body. And one night, I jumped into the Coast Guard boat, struck up the sail, and went to sea.
Bless the boy. You didn't think you could get to Australia in a skiff.
I didn't think at all. I went. All night I tossed about, and the next day, and that night, till at daylight I came across a big ship. They whipped me on deck and took me before the captain. Where do you come from, says he. Shula Bog, says I. And I'll be obliged to you to leave me anywhere handy be there. You'll have to go to Melbourne first, says he. Is that anywhere in the county Sligo, says I. Why, you omadon, says he. You won't see home for 6 months. And that's how I got me passage to Australia.
You rogue. You boarded that ship on purpose.
Aye, to get nearer to the master. And did you find him, Con?
I did. You did. And, oh, sir, when he laid eyes on me, he put his two arms around me neck and sobbed and clung to me. What brings you here, he says. To bring you back with me, says I. That's impossible, says he. I am watched. So is the salmon in the Glen of Moy, says I. But I get him, and now I've come to poach you, says I. And I did it.
Is this the truth you are telling me? You found him safe and in fine condition.
Escaped and free. Tell me. Oh, he, Cara.
He must speak for himself now.
Father Dolan.
Robert, my darling boy. Can it be yourself?
It can, Father.
He's been hiding on the seashore among the rocks a whole day and two nights.
All alone with seaweed for his bed.
And nothing to eat but a piece of tobacco and a cockle.
And he wouldn't stop at Shulabeg to taste a morsel, but would come here and see you.
Come near the fire. Moya, hurry now and put food on the table. Sit ye down. Let me see you all around me once again. And to think I cannot offer you a glass of wine, nor warm your welcome with a glass of liquor. I have not got a bottle in the house.
You may have this one, sir.
Con, you rogue.
We may thank poor Con, who contrived my escape. I made my way across to America.
But how did you escape, Con?
Oh, easy enough. They turned me out.
Turned you out?
As if I were a stray cat. Very well, says I. Ballymulligan is my parish. I am a pauper. Send me or give me board and wages where I am. No, says they. We've enough Irish here already. Then send me back to Sligo, says I. And they did.
But they might take you for a cat, for you seem always to fall on your legs.
I can't get over my surprise to see my blessed child sitting there by my side. Now, we'll drink to his health.
Which thimble am I to drink out of?
The tailor's, you reprobate. Are you ready? Now then, here's his health. May heaven keep watch.
Look!
What is it?
A face. I saw a face there at the window, the same I saw when I was in the dock.
I'll go and see.
Oh, Robert, you dream.
The police spy, Harvey Duff, the man who denounced me. It was his face pressed against the glass.
Oh, it wasn't a face, but an empty stomach. Here, eat some food.
You must be right. It gave my heart a turn.
The night is very dark. I'll shut the curtains.
Well, Con.
Nothing.
I thought so. Come now, refresh yourself, Robert.
Moya, there was somebody there.
How did you know? Did you see him?
No. But I left Tatters outside.
Why didn't he bark?
He couldn't. I found this in his mouth. The state of a man's breeches. I'm going to take another look.
My visit here must be a short one. The vessel that landed me is now standing off, awaiting my signal to send in a boat to take me away.
I'm afraid your arrival was expected. The authorities are on the watch.
I know they are. I've had a chat with them on the subject. And a very nice fellow the authority seemed to be. A great admirer of my rebel sister there.
Captain Molyneux?
He and I met this evening at the Coot's Nest.
How dare the fellow talk about me?
Oh, look at her. She's all ablaze. Her face is the colour of his coat.
I never saw the creature but once.
And you made good use of your time. I never saw a man in such a condition.
Ah, Robert, you're worse than he is.
Sir, quick, away with you. Hide, the red coats are on us.
Oh, Robert, fly. Look this way, by the kitchen, through the garden.
No, the back door is watched by a couple of them. Is it locked?
Locked fast.
Give me your coat and hat. I'll make a dash out. Tatters will attend to one, I'll stretch the other. The rest will give me chase, thinking it yourself. And then you can slip off unbeknownst.
It is too late.
Oh, but look, hide yourself in the old clock case in the kitchen. Look, there's just room.
Quick, Robert, quick, save yourself.
Oh, I wish I was a man. I wouldn't give him up without a fight.
Come on, then, all of ye. I'm ready for ye.
Con, put that chair down at once and open the door.
Oh, very well.
I deeply regret to disturb your household at such an hour, but a convict escaped from penal servitude is reported to be in this house, and I'm obliged to search it. Miss Folliot, I'm sorry to have to perform so painful a duty in your presence, and in yours, Miss O'Neill.
Especially, sir, as the man you seek is my brother.
And my affianced husband.
Believe me, I would exchange places with him if I could. What is it, Sergeant?
Please, sir, there's a mad dog, sir, sitting at the back door, and he's bit four of our men something awful.
Tatters was obliged to perform his painful duty.
Call him off, Con. Moya, open the back door.
Yes, miss.
Your assurance gives me hope that we have been misled.
The house is very small, sir. Let your men search it.
I will accept your word as a priest, sir, that the person we're in search of is not in this house. Give me that and I will withdraw my men.
Thank you. Save him, Father, save him.
God help me in this great temptation.
Speak. Say he's not here.
I await your reply.
I wish you'd take my word.
The lad. The person you seek. Oh, for mercy's sake, don't ask me.
He has been here, but he is gone.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir. He went away before he came here at all.
Have I your word, sir, that Robert Folliot is not under this roof?
No, sir. Robert Folliot is here.
Robert!
I am very sorry for this. Sergeant, secure your prisoner.
What have I done? What have I done?
Be easy, Father. But he'd rather have the Arden on his hand than you the sin upon your soul.
How pale you are, Harvey Duff.
Give me a glass of spirits.
Did he resist? Is he wounded?
Devil a scratch, but I am.
Where?
Never mind.
Come and sit down.
No, I'm easier on my feet.
How did it happen?
Well, I was peeping through the keyhole of the kitchen door.
I mean, how was he taken?
I believe he knew me. For when he got sight of my face again, the windy, his own turned as white as your shirt.
Impossible. That wig disguises you completely, and you have shaved off your whiskers. Your own mother wouldn't know you.
No, she wouldn't. The last time I went home, she pelted me out with a poker. But if the people around here suspected I was Harvey Duff, they'd tear me to rags. There wouldn't survive of me a piece as big as the one I left in the mouth of that devil of a dog.
Don't be afraid. I'll take care of you.
Aye. And it's yourself you'll be taken care of at the same time. There's a pair of us, Mr. Kinchelet. Mind me now.
What do you mean?
I mean that I have been your partner in this game to chase young Folliot out of his liberty first, then out of his estate, and now out of his wife. So where's my share?
Your share? Share of what?
No, not the wife. Take her and welcome. But where's my share of the money?
You were handsomely paid at the time for doing your duty.
But my duty? Was it my duty to come down here among the people disguised as a Fenian so that I could swear them in and denounce them? Who gave me the office to trap young Folliot, huh? Who was it picked out Andy Donovan and sent him an ordinance across the sea, leaving his young wife to die in a madhouse?
Oh, shh! Not so loud. Do you remember the course of Bridget Madigan?
When her only boy was found guilty on my evidence. Take your share of that and give me some of what I have earned.
You want a share of my fortune?
I want a share of our fortune.
Every penny I possess is invested in this estate. If Robert Folliot returns home a free man, I could not hold more of it than would stick to me brogues when I was kicked out. Listen to this letter I found here tonight waiting for me. It is from London. On Her Majesty's service, the Home Office. In reply to your inquiries concerning Robert Folliot, I am directed by His Lordship to inform you that Her Majesty has been pleased to extend a full pardon to the Fenian prisoners.
Pardon? I'm a corpse.
That. As Robert Folliot has effected his escape, the pardon will not extend to him unless he should reconstitute himself a prisoner.
Oh, Lord! That's exactly what he has done. He has gave himself up.
Was he not captured?
No, bad luck to it. Our scheme to catch him has only qualified him for a pardon. I'll take the next ship to Ford and Pass.
Stay. The news is only known to ourselves.
In a couple of days, it'll be all over Ireland, and they let him out. What'll I do? Where will I go? I'll swear an information again myself and get sent to jail for protection.
Listen, can I rely upon your help?
I'll do anything short of murder, but I'll get somebody to do that for me. What's to be done?
I'll visit him in prison and offer him the means to escape. Now, what more likely than he should be killed while making the attempt?
The soldiers will not draw a trigger on him, barring the magistrate his boy to give the order.
But the police will. Go at once to the police barracks at Sligo. Pick your men. Tell them you apprehend an attempt at rescue.
The police won't fire if he doesn't defend himself.
But he will.
Huh?
I will provide him with a pistol. We must get some of our own people to help. And if the police hesitate, sure isn't it the duty of every loyal subject to kill a fugitive convict? Have them ready and sober tonight.
Corrie Kinchela, the devil must be proud of you.
There, do not sob so bitterly. Sure, that will do no good and only spoil your eyes.
Oh, what's the good of my eyes if I can't see him? Let me cry. God help me, what else can I do? Oh, if only I could see him, speak to him, 1 minute.
I have sent Moya with a letter to the captain.
Oh, Claire had gone instead. Had she pleaded for us, he would not refuse.
I could not go. I could not ask that Englishman a favor.
You speak unkindly and unjustly. He acted with a gentle forbearance and respect for our sorrow I cannot forget.
Nor can I. Oh, a bitter curse of the day I ever laid eyes on him.
You wrong him, Claire. Surely I have no cause to regard him as a friend. But did you not see the tears in his eyes when I appealed to his mercy?
He suffered for what he was obliged to do. You should not hate the man.
That's what ails me. I've tried to hate him, and I can't. Do you think I was blind to all you saw? I tried to shut my eyes, but I only shut him in. I could not shut him out. I hate his country and his people.
You were never there.
Never, and I wish they'd never been here. He makes a fool of himself and me. Well, Moya, have you seen him? Can't you speak?
Well, I will when I get me breath. Oh, yes, I saw him. And, oh, miss, how good and
oh,
fine.
Stop
and
that. Where's his answer?
He's bringing it himself.
We don't want him here. Did you see the young master, Moya?
No, miss. Nobody's let in to see him.
What kept you so long, then?
Well, Con came back with me, and knowing you didn't want him round here, I was trying to get away from him. That's what kept me.
Where is he?
Both he and Tathers are outside.
The pair of vagabonds. Why does he not go home?
He says the old woman is no consolation.
Listen.
Is the fellow so insensible to our sorrow that he says it to the tune of a jug of punch?
Oh, don't blame poor Con. He's so full of spirits, I believe he'd sing at his own funeral.
How long life do you miss for the good word?
Lie down there, no pattern, behave.
Where have you been all night?
Where would he be but under his prison windy, keeping his heart up with songs and diversion?
Diversion?
There's all the soldiers dancing to me fiddle, and I put Tatters through all his tricks. I had him in fits of laughing when I made him dance to me tunes. That's the way the master knew I was waiting on him.
I did you great wrong. I ask your pardon.
Oh, what's to be done?
I've only to whisper 5 words in the crossroads, and I'd go bail I'll have him out of there before night.
Yes, you would raise the country to attack the barracks and rescue him. I will not give my countenance to violence.
It's the shortest way out.
Oh, any way but that.
Look, come into my kitchen, Con. Have you had nothing to eat since yesterday?
Yes, me heart. I've had that in me mouth all night.
It's the captain. I know that.
Why do you not let him in?
Because I'm trying to keep him out.
Good day, sir. I venture to intrude in person to bring you this order, necessary to obtain admission to see Mr. Folliot, and that I might entreat you to bear me no ill will for the painful duty I had to perform last night.
Oh, no, sir. You had to deprive us of a limb, and I suppose you performed the operation professionally well. Do you come for your fee in the form of our gratitude?
Claire, this is too bad. Forgive her, sir.
Oh, not at all. Pray, don't mention it.
This paper is signed by Mr. Kinchula. Are we indebted to him for the favour?
The prisoner is now in the custody of the civil power, and Mr. Kinchler is the magistrate of the district.
We shall go at once.
We are very grateful, sir. Very grateful for your kindness. Oh, don't mind her.
Don't mind her? I wish I did not. Miss Folliot, may I be permitted to accompany you to the...
To the prison? Yes. Do you wish to make the people here believe I'm in custody? A fine figure I'd make, hanging on the arm of the man who arrested my brother.
I tried to act with as much tenderness as the nature of my duty would permit.
That's the worst part of it.
Do you reproach me with my gentleness?
I do. You have not even left us with the luxury of complaint.
Really, I don't understand you.
I don't understand myself.
Well, if you don't understand yourself, you shall understand me. You extort from me a confession that I feel is premature, for our acquaintance has been short.
And not sweet.
I ask your pity for my position last night when I found myself obliged to arrest the brother of the woman I love.
Captain Molyneux, do you mean to insult me?
Miss Folliot, Claire.
Did you call, miss?
What do you want?
I thought I heard a scream.
Go away.
Oh, Con, don't you see what's the matter?
No.
God, you're an omadon. Come out of that and I'll tell you.
Oh, there. What will those fair think of me? Do you see what you've exposed me to? Is it not enough to play the executioner of my brother, but you must add this scene of outrage on me?
Oh, forgive me.
I ask it most humbly. What can I say? For mercy's sake, Miss Folliot, don't cry. Forget what I've done.
I can't.
On my knees, I implore your pardon. I'll go away. I'll never see you again.
Don't go.
Oh, you bid me stay.
Am I mad?
Miss Folliot.
I forgive you on one condition. Save my brother.
I will try my best. I give you my word.
And never speak to me of love again.
Never?
Until he is free.
And then marry it.
Not a word till then.
And not a word.
I am Mr. Kitchener, the magistrate. I wish to see the prisoner. He must be removed to police quarters.
We should be glad to get rid of him. This is police business. I may not like it.
Kinsella, my dear friend, I knew you would not fail me.
Pardon me, Mr. Folliot. You forget your position and mine. I bear Her Majesty's commission as Justice of the Peace, and whatever friendship once united us, it ceased when you became a rebel.
Do I hear aright?
You may leave us, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Your letters to me breathed the most devoted...
My dear young master, forgive me. In the presence of that fellow, I was obliged to ply the magistrate. My devotion to you and the precious charge you left in my care exposes me to suspicion. I am watched. And to preserve my character for loyalty, I am obliged to put on airs.
You took my breath away.
Oh, I'm your mortal enemy. Mind that.
You?
Every man, woman, and child in the county Sligo believes it and hates me. I played my part so well that your sister and Miss O'Neill took offense at my performance. Yes, they actually believe I am what I am obliged to appear, and they hate me cordially.
You, my best friend.
Oh, I don't mind it. The truth is, I'm afeard if I had betrayed my game to them. You know the weakness of the sex. They could not have kept my secret.
But surely Father Dolan would...
He is just as bad.
Forgive them. The time will come when they will repent their usage of you.
Ah, by my soul it will.
They have no friend, no protector but you. But now my chains will be more firmly riveted than ever.
Whist. You must escape.
It is impossible. How? When?
Tonight. Tomorrow, when you are removed to Sligo jail, it might not be so easy. But tonight, I can help you. Is that ship that landed you within reach?
Every night, at 8 o'clock, she runs inshore. A bonfire lighted on Ratgarran Head is to be the signal. She will send off her skiff under the ruins of St. Bridget's Abbey to take me on board.
That signal will be fired tonight, and you shall be there to meet the boat.
Do you mean this, Kinsella? Will you risk this for my sake?
I will lay down my life if you want it.
What am I to do?
Give me your promise that you will not breathe a word about what I'm going to propose. Neither to your sister, nor to Miss O'Neill, nor, above all, to Father Dolan. My life and liberty are staked in the attempt as well as yours.
I give you my promise.
Tonight, your quarters will be changed to the old gate tower. Wait till dark. Then use this chisel to pick out the stones that form the back of the fireplace in your room. The wall there is only one course thick.
You are sure?
Corn the Chaharron was shut in that cell last spring, and he picked his way out through the wall with a two-pronged fork. The wall has been rebuilt, but the place has not served as a prison since.
Where shall I find myself when I am outside?
In a yard, enclosed by four walls. There's a door in one of them that's bolted on the inside. Open that, and you are free.
Are there no sentries posted there?
No, but if there are, here's a double-barreled pistol will clear your road. Take it.
No. I will not buy my liberty at the price of any man's life. I will take my chance. But stay. The signal on Rathgarran Head. Who will light the bonfire? Listen. It's gone. Do you hear? I can employ him. Have you a pencil and paper?
I have.
Give them to me.
You won't betray me.
No, no. Be at Rathgarran Head tonight, beside the tar barrel. What signal can I give him that he will be able to hear and see across the bay?
When you hear two gunshots, Johnson, Bridget's Abbey, light the fire.
When you hear two gunshots, for that purpose, I will accept your pistol. Now beg the sergeant to come here.
Sergeant! What are you going to do?
Wrap these two coins in this note.
Here it is, the sergeant.
Ah, sergeant! Will you give these few pence to the fiddler outside and beg the fellow to move on?
Certainly, sir. Sorry he was annoying you. The men encouraged him about the place. Oh, there's a Father Dolan and a Miss O'Neill outside. They've got a pass to see
you. I'll show them in.
Now watch their manner towards me. But you won't mind a word they say against me.
Not I. I know you better. Listen. Connor's got the letter. Oh, I forgot he can't read. I must trust to his cunning to get at the contents.
Oh, Robert!
Marty!
Mr. Kinchler, I'm surprised to find you here, sir.
Robert, you do not know that man.
Oh, yes, he does. I've made a clean breast of it.
He has told me all.
How I brought all of you to ruin, betrayed my trust, and grew rich and fat on my plunder. I defy you to make me out a bigger blackguard than I've painted myself. And so, my service to you all. Good day.
When St. Patrick made a clean sweep of all the venomous reptiles in Ireland, some of the vermin must have found refuge in the bodies of such men as that.
This is the first uncharitable word I ever heard you utter.
Heaven forgive me for it, and him. You're right. My vocation is to pray for sinners, not revile them.
Oh, and mine to comfort you, not to bring our complaints to add to your misfortune.
Hold up your hearts. Mine is full of hope.
Hope? Where do you find it?
You might as well ask me where I find love. In her eyes. When I stood liberated on American soil, I was in prison. Now I am in prison. This narrow cell is Ireland. I breathe my native air, and I am free.
They will send you back again.
Oh, sure, the future belongs to heaven. Only the present is our own.
I was wrong to come here at all. I feel like a mourning band on a white hat.
Sorry to disturb you, sir. We're ordered to shift your quarters. You'll occupy the room in the gate tower. The guard is waiting, sir, when you're ready.
Give us a moment longer, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Robert, must we leave you?
For the present. But we shall meet again.
Now, will you indulge a strange humor of mine? You know the ruins of St. Bridget's Abbey, where we so often sat together?
Oh, I go there still. The place is full of you.
But go there tonight at 9 o'clock.
I'll offer up a prayer at the old shrine.
I do, for I may want it.
What do you mean? There's some mischief going on. I know it by your eyes.
Ask me nothing, for I can answer you only one word. Hope. Remember, tonight, at the Abbey.
At 9 o'clock.
I shall be there.
No!
Sergeant, I am ready. You give the money to the fiddler?
Yes, sir.
Now lead me to my new cell in the gate tower.
Himself sent me a letter. And there's writing upon it. This is the first I ever gotten. Well, to be sure, I'd know more about it if there was nothing in it. It's the writing that bothers me.
Is that yourself, Con?
I wish it was somebody else that had book learning.
What have you there?
It's a letter. The master is after writing to me.
What's in it?
Tuppence was in it for postage.
I mean, what does he say in it?
Read it.
You know I can't.
Oh, you ignorant old woman.
I know I am, but I took care to send you to school, Con. Oh, the sixpence a week it cost me was pinched out of my stomach and off my back. Tell me what the young master says.
In the letter?
Yes.
Martha, what'll I do? Now mind, it's a secret. Kali Kostrum Garanga Karavat Selibubu Lukli Rastuk Pig.
What's that? It's not in English.
No, it's in writing. Now keep that to yourself. Here comes Miss Clare.
Con. Con.
There's some plot afoot tonight to rescue my brother. Now, don't deny it. He's almost confessed as much to Father Dolan. Tell me the truth.
Well, I promise not to say a word about it, but there it is. Read it for yourself.
Oh, yes. 'Tis his hand and written in pencil.
I told you it wasn't in English.
Be at Rathgarran Head tonight, beside the tar barrel. When you hear two gunshots in St. Bridget's Abbey, light the fire.
You wouldn't believe me, Mother, when I read that to you 2 minutes ago.
Oh, blessed day! Is it to escape from jail he be trying?
He's told my cousin to be in the ruins tonight.
Oh, there's going to be a scrimmage, and I am not in it. I'm to be sent away like this. It's too hard on me entirely. Oh, if I could find somebody to take my place and fire the signal, I'd bring him out of jail this night if I had to carve a hole in the wall with me 5 fingers.
I'll take your place.
You will.
Oh, Miss Clare, don't go. There'll be gunshots and baggonets. This is one of Con's devilments, and you'll all be murdered. Oh, we're through. What will I do?
Will you hold your wish?
No, I won't. I'll go and inform Iginia before you get into trouble, and then maybe they'll let you off easy.
Here comes the captain. For heaven's sake, pacify her. She'll betray us.
Well, come inside, Mother darling. There.
I'll stop with you, and I'll play you all the tunes you love best on me fiddle.
Clare, I've invited the captain to pass the evening at Shula Beg, but he will not be persuaded.
I may not desert my post till the police arrive from Sligo to relieve me of my charge.
But your soldiers are there.
The soldiers will not move without orders. Besides, my men have such a distaste for this business that I believe if left to defend their prisoner against an attempt to rescue him, they will disgrace themselves.
Get him away. An attempt will be made tonight.
Leave us.
Well, good day, Captain.
Good day.
Oh, it is a lovely evening.
May I smoke?
Oh, please do. Oh, give me your matches. I will light your cigar for you.
Ah. You are not going home?
No, not yet. I'll take a stroll along the shore to Rathgarran Head.
Alone?
I suppose so.
would you allow me to go a part of the road with you?
Oh, pray, do not neglect your duty on my account. Besides, I want to consult my feelings in solitude, uninfluenced by your presence.
Your words give me hope.
Oh, leave me. Smoke your cigar. Go back to your duty. Leave me to wander by the light of the rising moon. Good night.
Good night. Miss Polliott. Pardon me, but my cigar is out. You have my matches. Sorry to trouble you.
There. I've locked the door and barred the shutters. Behave now, or I'll tell the neighbors you've been drinking. Good night, Mother.
Devil a soul about this side of the prison. There's a light in his cell. I wonder, is he alone? No matter. Now, to make a hole in the wall. Where's me pick?
This mortar is as soft as butter. It must have been done by government contract. There's an ill wind that blows nobody any... What's that? Sounds like somebody at work on the wall outside. Can it be a rat? The noise has ceased. It was a rat. This brick is loose enough to pull out... And if that goes, the rest seems shaky. They will fall together. And here goes.
Con! Who the devil would it be?
It gave me a fright.
There's a door in that wall over there. I'll just be taking a peep over the wall and make sure the coast is clear. Then, when I give you the signal, let yourself out and we'll meet again at the Coot's Nest.
Good
luck. Oh, yeah. Wait. There's a noise in the yard.
door is bolted on the inside. Harvey Duff, you will stand here.
Yes, Mr. Ketchum.
The rest come with me.
Now, me fine fella. Now, Mr. Robert Folliot, you said we must meet again this side of the grave. And so we will.
Well, now, who's this lurking outside the door? Harvey Duff. Now the master is behind the door. It's time I dropped in and paid Mr. Duff a visit. Here goes.
Run, run! I've got him safe! I've got him!
Where is he?
Here he is! Over here!
Right.
I've got him, sir! Never fear! Hold him fast!
Seize him! We've got you covered, sir!
Don't let him go! Hold him down!
Where is he? Where is he?
Here he is, sir!
Let's see you.
It's me, sir.
Harvey Duff, you bungling fool. Folliot has escaped.
Pardon ages, master, but we did that well. But it goes against my conscience that I did not crack the skull of that Thief Duff when I had him Ferdinazy under me foot. I'll never get absolution for that.
Come, we must not remain in this place. It is the first of our search. I must make my way to St. Bridget's Abbey at once.
Wait. Do you see something?
No. What tatters does? I left the beige to watch an eclipse above. Lie close.
Well, speak low. I see them.
The bowlers?
Yes. And with them those smuggling thieves, Mangan, Sullivan and Riley. They're guiding them, and they know every hole in these rocks.
But the signal? Who will set the match to the tar barrel of Rathgaran Head?
Oh, never fear, sir. Miss Clare is there by this time, and waiting beside us, looking and listening for the two gunshots your honour will fire in the ruins beyond.
Con! I cannot find my pistol. It must have fallen from my pocket when we made our escape.
Oh, murder alive, what'll we do now? I must swim out to the schooner. It is a mile, and again the tide. Will you leave it to me? And I'll go bail. I'll find a way of getting them two shots for you.
But what do you propose?
Give me your coat. I'll lay them off, never fear. And be chappers, I'll show them the finest run of the hunting season.
How, God, how?
Easy. Look, they're coming down the cliff. Slip out this way, quick. They catch sight of us. You go by the shore below. I'll take the cliff above. And begone, it isn't the first time I've played the fox.
Here we are, Rathgaran Head. Are you not tired?
I don't know. If you ask me if I was dying, I should say I do not know. I feel as if it was all a dream in which I am not myself.
Who are you, then?
Oh, somebody much happier than I can ever be. I wish I could describe to you the change that has taken place in me since we met.
Oh, I can understand it, for I feel...
Yeah, what do you feel?
Do you see those ruins on yonder headland? That is St. Bridget's Abbey.
Oh. Yes, well, very splendid, no doubt, but when I'm beside you, I cannot admire scenery. What's the matter?
Go away. Go home. Why did you come here?
Oh, my dear Miss Folliot, I hope I have not been intruding on you. If I have, I pray you forgive me. I will retrace my steps.
No, wait. I encouraged you to follow me.
If I've said or done something to offend you, tell me what it is.
You want to know what ails me?
With all my heart.
Do you see that tar barrel?
Good heavens. What has a tar barrel to do with my offense?
Nothing, but it has everything to do with mine. If I were to ask you to light it, would you?
With pleasure. Is she mad?
Captain Molyneux, my brother has escaped from the prison guarded by your soldiers.
What?
He's now in those ruins yonder. This pile of fuel, when lighted, will be the signal for a schooner to send a boat ashore to take him off. I have been a decoy to entice you away from your duty.
Oh, Miss Folliot.
Now, do you understand why every tender word you have spoken has tortured me like poison?
I thought you were mad. I fear 'tis I have been so.
You can redeem your honor. I have no means here of lighting that beacon. If the signal is not fired, my brother will be recaptured. The blood that revolts in my heart against what I am saying is the same that beats in his. He would disdain to owe his liberty to my duplicity and to your infatuation. Well, there is your road, Captain. Good night.
Oh. No! Wait! Wait! Miss Folliot! Claire!
There's not a sound to be heard, barring the shame of the waves as they lick the shore below.
I was afraid to come here alone, Moya. Even with you beside me, I tremble.
There's something moving on the strand below. Look, miss. Is it a goat?
Where?
There it is. Creeping under the shadow of the rocks.
I see nothing.
Whisht. I'll give him the office.
There they are. There's the pair of them. Tis Moya with her. Here's where he'll run to earth. Here's the trap, and there's the bait. Riley, Sullivan, let's give those two beauties a surprise.
There he is. And see those men pursue him. Fly, Robert, fly.
Oh, they'll catch him, miss.
No, look, he gains on them. He's turned the point. And now we'll scale the cliff on this side.
Right, lads. Now.
Gotcha, Moya, Dolan. Riley, take hold of the other one, quick.
Who are you? Who dare lay hands on me? Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do. Well enough, you're the sweetheart of the man we want to catch.
Robert, beware.
Stop her screeching, Riley. She scared him off.
Help, Margot! Team's fire!
Hold your yelp, you, or I'll choke you. Oh, God, she's biting me.
Daft. We have lost his track.
Aye, but we've found it, Mr. Kinchela. Here he comes. Stand close by now and head him off. Stand and surrender! Fire, Sullivan.
All right.
Give it to him. Why don't you fire? That stopped him. He's got it. You only wounded him, Yamadon. He's getting away. Give it to him again.
Right.
That stopped him this time.
What are you about? These two shots are the signal. See? The fire is lighted on Rathgaran Head.
Tis lighted too late.
No, for there comes a boat from the schooner. And see that man in the water swimming towards her? Tis Robert Folliot.
Well, if that's Robert Folliot, I'd like to know who this is. It's Con, the shop rod.
This is a sad business, Mrs. O'Kelly. Oh,
Mrs. O'Kelly, why should they want to kill your poor boy?
Because he'd got a fine suit of clothes on him. They shot at a man that wasn't in it, and they killed my poor boy. Oh, no. Here he lies now, with Tatters beside him. The creator won't let a hand go near the body.
May I enter?
Captain Molyneux, you see what your men have done. My cousin Arthur has disappeared. No trace of her can be found. Moya Dolan has also been spirited away. Perhaps murdered, as they've murdered poor Con here.
Don't blame the captain, miss. It was the police, not the soldiers, murdered him.
What?
He was in my cabin before daylight. God bless him. He never spoke a word, but he put 5 golden pounds into my hand. And thanks to himself, my Con will have the finest wake this day. There'll be eating and drink, and 6 of the O'Kellys to carry him out as grand as a member of Parliament.
In the name of Bedlam, does she propose to give a dance and a supper party?
They're only going to wake poor Con.
And your 5 pounds will be spent on whiskey and cakes and consolation and fiddlers and grief.
Well, I never... You Irish do mix up.
Oh, never mind what we mix. Have you discovered Arte and Moya? Have you done anything?
I've been thinking.
Thinking? What's the good of thinking?
Now, pray don't be so impetuous. I've been thinking.
that if Miss O'Neill and Moya were present when Conn was shot, they must have been witnesses of the deed.
Well?
I questioned the constabulary and find they had no hand in it. The deed was done by a posse of fellows assembled by a police agent named Harvey Duff.
Harvey Duff?
Well, you know him.
While we have been blundering, you've thought it out.
Have I? I confess I don't see it.
These two girls were the only witnesses of the deed.
And that is why they've been carried off.
No one else was present to prove how Conn was killed.
Yes, I was there.
Conn?
You're alive. Whist. No, I'm dead. Why, you provoking vagabond. Is this the way you play upon our feelings? Are you hurt?
I've had a crack over the lug and a scratch across the small of me back. Shunness, if I hadn't drawn them to shoot, he'd have never had the signal.
But how did you escape?
I tell you, sir, but whoa, got a dead men tell no tales. When the master got out of jail, there was Kinchilla and his gang waiting outside to murder us. We gave him the slip, and while the master got off, I led them away after me to St. Bridget's. Then, after I got them two shots out of them, I rolled down and lay as quiet as a sack of potatoes.
D'Arte and Maya were in the ruins?
They were standing by and trying to screech blue murder. After that, it's a horrid thing I remember. Till I found myself laid out in this shutter with the candles all around me and whiskey bottles and cakes and tobacco and tativil and all. I thought I was in heaven.
And that's his idea of heaven. And you let your poor mother believe you're dead.
But you have me spoiled awake after inviting all the neighbours. Ah, sir, don't let on to the mother. She'd never held her wished, and I want to be dead, if you please, to folly up the blackguards that have hold of Moya and Miss O'Neill.
Well, you know the place where they are.
I'm conceited, I do.
He knows every disreputable den in the county.
What would you do now if I didn't?
Here comes your mother now with the mourners.
Oh, I'd better be getting back into me bed.
What's to be done now?
Well, I will proceed at once to Barry Ragged House and confront Mr. Kinchilla with this evidence.
But who can prove it?
I can.
Robert?
Good heavens. What brings you back?
The news I heard on board ship. A pardon has been granted to the Fenian prisoners.
A pardon?
I congratulate you, sir. Oh, by Jove! Excuse my swearing, but a light breaks in upon me. Kinchilla knew of this pardon. I'll go to Ballyragged House at once.
I have just come from there, but he has fled already.
But Archie is in his power.
What do you mean?
He's carried her off.
My wife and my fortune. He has played for a high game. But I'll unearth him wherever he is. I'll hunt him with every honest lad in the county of Sligo.
Yes, I'll send one of my men to get a warrant for his arrest. If we're to have a hunt, let us have a license. Where shall I find you?
At my house.
Dark cloud is over the house, but you are kindly welcome. We step inside, ma'am.
It will be a fine day, if this is okay. There'll be a great waste of victuals. Give me a drop of something to put the spirit in once. The fire's getting low. Pass the jug, Riley.
Lord, it's mighty consoling to hear this, Mrs. Madigan.
That's better. He was brave. He was open-handed. He had the heart of a lion and the legs of a fox. Ye colleagues, ye will never hear the voice of Conn again.
It's a mighty pleasant thing to die like this once in a way, and hear all the good things said about you after you're dead and gone, when they can do you no good. I don't think any of them will notice if I empty Biddy's jug of punch.
He was sweet and he was strong. Who the devil's been at me jug of punch?
Nobody is drinking. Y'all despise the occasion.
What's that?
I don't come to disturb this melancholy entertainment. I mean, this festive solemnity.
Heaven bless you, sir, for coming to admire the last of it.
The vagabond is winking at me. I've a good mind to kick the table from under him and send him reeling on the floor.
How often have I put him to bed as a child and sung him to sleep? Now he will be put to bed with a shovel. And oh, the song was never sung that will awaken him.
Well, if any words could put life into him, Mrs. O'Kelly, I came here to speak them. Robert Folliot has been pardoned and has returned a free man. But his home is desolate, for the girl he loves has been stolen away. The man who robbed him of his liberty first, then his estate, has now stolen his betrothed. Corrie Kinchiller! The villains who shot this brave boy here were led by Kinchiller's agent, Harvey Duff.
Harvey Duff sent me only by across the sea.
I've a long reckoning again him, but I've kept it warm in me heart.
And I've a short one, and there he lies. Poor God!
They are hiding in some den where they hold Miss O'Neill and Moya prisoners. Yes, the niece of your minister, the sweetheart of poor Con. Now, my men shall aid you in the search, but you are familiar with every hole and corner in the county. You must direct it. Robert Folliot awaits you all at Shulabeg to lead the hunt. Well, that is after you've paid your respects to the Shockhorn.
No! You could not play them better than to go now. Bring back the news that you have revenged his murder. And he'll go under the sod with a light heart.
Sullivan, you must warn Kinchiller. Quick, there's not an hour to lose.
Where should I find him?
At the Coot's Nest. The lugger came in last night. Tell him to get aboard and take the two women with him, for he'll have to run for his life.
Aye, and be dad for ours too. But if he's caught, we're in for it. Sullivan and Riley, the smuggling rogues. I'll put a stop to their game. I'll just be locking the door.
I feel the rope around me neck.
Well, the other end is choking me. It'll be choking the both of you before this night is out. The Shockron!
Murder alive! A ghost!
That's what I am, murder alive. That'll live to see the both of you hang for it. Oh, I'll be at your wake and be gone. I'll give you both a fine character. Easy, boys, easy. The door is fast, and here's the key. Oh, you're in a fine trap. Oh, you made a mistake last night. Take it easy now.
Did you forget, my vocal, that you're dead?
Sure, if we made a mistake last night, we can repair it now.
Oh, darn ages, what'll I do?
We'll just lay you out again, comfortable where you are. Devil a soul will be the wiser.
Help! Help!
We cannot save you. They're miles away by this time.
The windy! Stop him, Sullivan. He's gone for the prisoner.
That's enough of that, me lads. Come back in here. Help! Help! Show the windy, Riley. I'll quiet him.
Come on there.
Drop those knives. You hear what I said? Drop them. Now, open the door. And if one of you so much as makes a false move, I'll put a bullet in it.
Take it easy.
There's the key, Riley. Now, help me up, Sullivan. The hangman will do as much for you one day.
Now, you. Over there. And what men are these, Con?
Sullivan and Riley. Two of Kinchiller's chickens. Oh, they know the road we want to travel.
Now, take this pistol. You know how to use it?
I'll try. What part of the world do you want done to be sent to, Sullivan, eh?
How are you? Riley. You put your hands in your pockets. In your pockets!
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, take me to where Kinchiller's imprisoned Miss O'Neill. And if you take your hands out or attempt to move beyond the reach of my sword, upon my honor, I shall cut you down. And march!
Attention, Sullivan! Put your hand in my pocket. Now, take me straight to where Maya Dolan is shut up. And if you stir a peg out of that road by the piper that played before Julius Caesar, I'll save the country 6 feet of rope.
It's getting dark. Will they keep us another night in this fearful place?
I don't care what becomes of me, miss. I wish they'd kill me as they killed Con. I've nothing to live for.
Well, I have. I live to bring Kinchiller to the dock where he brought my Robert. I live to tear the mask from his face.
You look pale, Miss O'Neill, but I see you keep a proud lip still. You despise me now, but after another month or two, never fear. We'll get on finely together.
Do you dream you can keep us here for a month? Why, before a week has passed, There's not a stone in the county Sligo but will be turned up to search for us. And then we'll see who looks the paler, you or I.
Before midnight, you will be safe on board a lugger that lies snug beside the shanty. And before daylight, you and I will be on our way to a delightful retirement where we'll pass our honeymoon together.
And what's to become of me?
I'll take care of you.
Kinchler, if you've any respect, any love for me, will you see me treated thus?
Away with them. Come on, the two of you.
Mr. Kinchler, Folliot has returned.
Has he, by heaven?
He's pardoned, and he's hunted the bogs this minute with half the county Sligo at his back.
Never fear. They won't discover this place till we are gone. No one knows of it but our own fellows.
And Count the Shockron.
And he is wiped out. Go, keep watch on the cliff while I get those girls aboard.
I'll be uneasy in my mind till we're clear of this.
Is this the place?
Aye, it is.
Sowell here. You deceived me, Sullivan.
No, they are here. Look, on the ground.
A cloak.
Tis Moyas. She's here.
Oh, where have you gone to, Sullivan? He slipped out of me pocket. He's off. Gone to rouse up the whole pack. What'll I do? Where can I hide till the master and the captain come up? They can't be far behind. Wait. There's someone coming. I'd better be making myself scarce. If I could get behind one of them big hogsheads.
Kinchler, hurry. Quick.
What's the matter?
I was watching on the cliff above, where I could hear the shouts of the people in the glen as they hunted in the rocks. I could see Robert Folliot hounding them on, but when I turned my eyes down here, and on this very spot where we're standing, I saw...
You saw who?
Con the Shockron.
You're mad with fright.
And so would you be if you saw a dead man as plain as I saw him.
Go back to your post on the cliff and keep watch while I get these women on board. Mangan! Doyle!
I'll be on me oath. I saw him here.
Bring her over here, Mangan.
Go.
On board that ship below there.
Do you think I'm a fly or a seagull?
You see that ladder? By that way, you can gain the ledge below. There you'll find a basket. We'll send you down like a bucket in a well.
And if I don't choose to go down...
Then you'll be carried, my beauty. Mangan, go get me a taste of rope and tell Doyle to come quick with Miss O'Neill.
Right, sir.
Hold hard, me beauty. Mangan, bring the rope, curse you.
Help, Mother!
Maya.
Con!
Quick, behind the hogshead with me. Hide yourself.
Con!
Who fired that shot?
There's no one here. She's escaped.
There's Mr. Kinchler. She's killed him. No, he's not dead. See, he moves. There's life in him still.
Folliot and his mob are coming. Away with you to the lugger, Mangan, quick. Must we leave him here?
We can't carry him down the ladder.
Stop where you are. You see this ladder? It's your only means of escape.
Don't miss. We didn't mean to harm you. Me tables! She's thrown it down the cliff.
I have been your prisoner. Now you're mine.
What are we going to do? We're trapped.
Everyone for himself, Doyle. Run for it! It's yourself, miss.
Con! Oh, Con, where's Moya?
She's here, with me.
Oh, Moya, you're safe.
Yes, thank you, miss.
Tinsella! Away with you! Quick!
Stand aside, miss. Over here with us.
They're upon us. We're betrayed. What's the matter, man? Hope I tell you. Are you mad or drunk? Oh, stop there, then. I'm off. The ladder! Where's the ladder? Eggman, what does this mean?
It means that the wind has changed and that the tide doesn't serve.
More for life. Con, the more there's out.
And you are in for it.
Over here, sir!
Do you hear them cries? The hounds are on your track, Harvey Duff.
Oh, what'll I do? What'll I do?
Say your prayers, if ever you knew any. But your time has come. Look, there they come down the cliff. You see that wild old woman with the knife? That's Bridget Madigan, whose son's life you swore away.
Save me. They tear me into rags.
You know Andy Donovan? That's him with the scythe. You sent his brother across the sea.
Oh, pity me. Spare me.
Aye. As you spared me. As you spared them whose salt you ate but whose blood you drunk. Oh, the
There's death coming down upon you from above, Harvey Duff. There's death waiting on the rocks below. Now, informer, take your choice.
Oh, Mother of God!
Ah! Oh, my God, Connie's jumped!
Aye, and she did the hangman out of a nice day's work.
Ate!
Oh, Robert!
Are you safe? Has she harmed a hair on your head? Has the villain escaped? I've bagged a few, but I've missed Kinchula.
I didn't. Here's my bird. Is he dead?
Oh, I fear not. The bullet has struck something in his breast. Now, this pocketbook has saved his life.
Let me look.
Where am I?
You're in custody.
What for?
For an attempt to assassinate Robert Folliot.
He was a felon, escaping from justice.
He was a free man, and you knew it. As this letter in your pocketbook proves.
What? Save me! Protect me!
Stand back! Do you hear me? Must I speak twice?
Take him away.
Take me away, quick. Don't you hear? Or them divils won't give you the chance.
No. I thought that man was my friend. I know now how he tried to keep us apart.
We will never be parted again.
Never. Ever since they shipped me away, I dreamt of holding you in my arms again. It was the thought of you that gave me hope. Now I am free. Free to repair the ravages of Kinchula on my estates. Free to turn Shulamore once more into a home fit for my wife.
Where's my boy? Where is he?
Oh, Martha, here's the old mother. Hide me.
Where is he? Where is my vagabond?
Oh, here he is, Mrs. O'Kelly.
Oh, can you see for the world, my boy, my darling?
Oh, you wish, Mother, wish, don't cry. See this, I'll never be killed again.
Hadn't have been murdered, he couldn't have saved us. And after letting me throw all the money away over the wake.
May I make a suggestion? You turn the ceremony into a wedding. I really don't see that you Irish make much distinction.
I believe that in England the wedding often turns out to be the more melancholy occasion of the two.
Mr. Folliot, Claire, will you try?
He has earned you, Claire. I give my consent.
What's your Christian name? Or have you English such things amongst you?
Yes. My Christian name is Harry.
Harry? Then, Harry, I'll try.
But what's to become of my and me? Father Dolan will never give his consent.
Come here, Con. Will you reform?
I don't know what that is, but I will.
Will you mend your ways and your coat? No, you can't. How do I know but that you will go poaching of a night?
I'll go bail, I won't.
And the drink?
I'll take care there's no hole in the thimble.
I won't trust either of you. You have deceived me so often. Can you find anyone to answer for you?
Oh, murder. What'll I do? Divil a friend I have in the world, Baron Tatters.
Con, my old friend. Many a time we played truant together, and many a lecture I received from Father Dolan, who told me I ought to be ashamed of my love for the Shuckrawn. My heart was not so much to blame after all. But for you, I would not now be here. Master again of my own estates, my beloved Arte would not be safe by my side. When we needed you, you were there. Would we now desert you? We will all go bail for you. And on the day of your wedding to Moya Dolan, we will all raise our glasses and drink to the truest friend a man ever had. To Con the Shuckrawn.
In Mr. Dion Boucicault's Irish melodrama, The Shuckrawn...
The Shuckrawn?
Oh, I beg pardon. The cast was as follows. Claire Folliot, Miss Kate Vinci, Mrs. O'Kelly, Miss Anna Manahan. Captain Molyneux, by myself, Mr. Nigel Anthony. Arte O'Neill, Miss Sorica Cusack. Corey Kinchula, Mr. J.G. Devlin. Father Dolan, Mr. Dennis Hawthorne. Harvey Duff, Mr. Desmond Perry. Robert Folliot, Mr. Tony Doyle. Moya, Miss Felicity Hayes McCoy. Colonel Kelly, the,
Chaplain,
Mr. Alan Devlin, Sergeant Anne Mangan, Mr. Colin Meaney, Biddy, Miss Marjorie Hogan, Sullivan, Mr. Chris Gannon, Riley, Mr. Walter McMonagall, Doyle and Donovan, Mr. Michael Golden. The play was adapted by Mr. Richard Fawkes, with music by Mr. Cyril Ornadell. The cast was assembled under the direction of Mr. Robert Cooper from the North of Ireland.